You are listening to episode 806. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Megley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth, so you can really master it and apply it to your life using different meditation techniques to help you do this. And you can find all the different resources and all the techniques and meditations over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And just go to this week's series, which is the Slow Down Meditation Series. It's the Art of Less Doing, where we're following different principles in Ari Mizell's book called The Art of Less Doing, One Entrepreneur's Formula for Living a Beautiful Life. And in each episode, I'm sharing different parts of Ari's formula to help you optimize, automate, and outsource the areas of your life where you may be feeling distracted and overwhelmed. And there is technology to help you let go of these areas. You may not think of meditation and technology as going together, but in fact, they go together beautifully. And when you have these technology, which could be even an app, as simple as that, it helps you to build the awareness of how you're spending your time, how you're processing information and situations around you. And with that information, you can do something with it. You can take the action that you need to take to feel more interconnected. And so in today's meditation, you're going to be guided in a meditation to help you slow down and become more aware of what you need to support you the most in your life. And you'll also learn a formula from Ari's book. You can listen to his interview over on episode 802. There's the interview with Ari there, where he describes his book a little more in depth and mentions all these different techniques I'm sharing with you as far as optimizing your life. So you get triple benefits in this episode. You get the outsourcing tip, and you get an herbal tea, and you get the guided meditation. They all go hand in hand. As you know, meditation is simply a way to calm your mind and body, but it's how you bring it into your life and incorporate it into your life that makes all the difference as to how you receive the benefits. So when you can layer what you eat, how you think, how you work, who you spend your time with, this is when you really start feeling as though you are living the meditation lifestyle, the naturally calm lifestyle. So I want to share with you, as I mentioned first, the outsourcing technique that Ari talks about. Ari recommends using something that to you might seem a little odd. I know I was a little resistant to it at first, thinking, oh, this just seems like a luxury and I don't really need that. I can just do it on my own. But it's outsourcing. Outsourcing to other people different areas of your life that are really frustrating. You can even outsource coaching, having somebody connect with you to coach you if you're trying to exercise, and they can design workouts for you and get to know you and your needs and exactly what you need, customizing it exactly for you. This is what I do for people with meditation. And you can have a meditation coach. You can have a coach to help you with your diet, and you can have somebody help you with all those odds and ends, little tasks and projects that seem to pile up. Maybe you have a pile of mail or email that you just can't seem to work your way through. Well, you can outsource all of that, where you scan the documents and have somebody organize it for you. And this does not have to cost a lot at all. In fact, the amount of time you save, it saves you money in the long run. At first, it takes a little while to kind of get it set up and to see the potential and what you can do with it. But you just do a little bit here and there, and pretty soon you realize, ooh, I could do this and save this much, or I could do this and really get this result quickly. So I use, actually, Ari's service, which is about a year old, I believe. I used to use TaskRabbit, but I use now his service, The Less Doingness. And it's a subscription. I subscribe each month, and I have all these different assistants with multiple skills. I don't have to call anyone. I just put out there what I need help with. Even if I'm going to a city and I need someone to make car reservations or hotel reservations, or if I need somebody to wait online at Apple to help me fix a glitch in my laptop or whatever it may be. You just put it out there and somebody will grab it and do it for you. And pretty soon you become a little bit addicted to doing this. And instead of getting your Starbucks latte, you think, you know, that money, I could honestly outsource that entire pile of email that I want to sift through. So I encourage you to explore this. I left a link to The Less Doingness with Ari. And as I mentioned, there's also TaskRabbit and a whole host of other outsourcing resources that you can use. So many people are doing this even with their doctor's appointments, where they're meeting on Skype with a doctor. And I think that this is really going to be what people do, because we have a lot of distractions and a lot of information to organize. And this is a beautiful way to get things off your plate that are still very important to do, while still keep being focused on the goals and activities that are going to move you forward in life and keep you focused on what means the most to you. So today I always share on a Friday, because the herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. You always want to make sure that the herb is the right herb for you. Of course, herbs are powerful and they definitely impact your health and wellness and your emotional stability, really all of you. So make sure that the herbs are not going to harm you, especially if you take other medications or you're pregnant, and certainly don't give the herbs to children. Well, the herb that I sip myself a few cups every day is an herb I've shared before. It's a popular herb and I love the taste of it. It's yerba mate tea. Yerba mate is a plant that grows in South America, and this is actually the native drink of Argentina. It's very popular in Brazil and other Latin American countries as well. And this herb helps me when I crash in the afternoon. And instead of drinking coffee, I don't drink coffee. I just don't particularly care for coffee. I drink this to energize myself naturally. And you don't have that crash that coffee or chocolate can give you, where you feel a spike in energy and then you kind of feel yourself crash and then you don't feel so great afterwards. Well, yerba mate is fantastic for your health, and it also helps you have a boost of energy when you feel your fatigue set in. If you Google yerba mate tea, you'll find a whole host of blog posts about its benefits. But just to give you a few of the many attributes of this herb, it has 24 vitamins and minerals and 15 amino acids. It helps to keep you alert and it suppresses your appetite. But at the same time, it provides your body with the nutrients that you may need when you're feeling fatigued and exhausted, especially in the afternoon. So this is a tea that is great for your brain. It is better for you than coffee, according to some experts. So many people drink yerba mate. It's often sipped out of a gourd, hollowed out gourd in Latin America with a straw, and it's passed around a group of people. They share it together. And I left an article for this week's series on yerba mate tea when I was first introduced to it over a decade ago by a good friend whose mother was from Argentina and introduced her to the tradition of sipping mate out of a gourd. And we used to get together and do that often, and it was a great way to spend the afternoon. So you can see that blog post that I wrote for you waiting there in this week's Slow Down Meditation series. Well, let's get you meditating. You've had a lot of things to think about as you go through this Slow Down Meditation series. And now, how about having you experience some stillness? Go ahead and settle yourself in and straighten your spine so your body is nice and alert. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated. This will keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Begin to relax the areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Soften your stomach, letting it hang out. Releasing tension and allowing yourself to oxygenate all your body cells as you give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. You can only do this when your stomach is soft and relaxed. Relax your shoulders. Relax your neck. Soften your throat. Relax your jaw. Relax the muscles in your face. Let your face remain soft and gentle. Eyes uplifted ever so slightly to the point between your eyebrows, often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. This simply keeps your thoughts uplifted If you lower your eyes right now, you'll feel your mood or your thoughts begin to sink. You keep them uplifted. Your thoughts become uplifted as well, and your mood, your state is uplifted. These are all little tweaks. I think the difference is in the details when you meditate, really when you do so many things. These are tweaks I share with you every time we meditate together because I want them to become ingrained within you. Because I know what a difference they make. As you're seated and you're relaxing, just bring to mind what's foremost on your mind. It could be something distracting or agitating, or it could be something you're excited about and looking forward to. And just notice how you feel as you think about this situation, this idea, this person. Whatever is with you right now as you meditate, you're bringing this into the meditation. Now think of your anchor. What anchors you? What gives you strength and helps you to feel connected to your true nature, to others around you, to the earth, to your home, to your community? What is your greatest anchor? Visualize yourself firmly connected to this anchor. Maybe it's your family or spouse, or maybe it's a quality you have, such as maybe you're very confident or you have a great attitude. Maybe you're very spiritual. What is your anchor? When you really consider your life, what is it that you come back to time and again to feel connected? It could be a place you used to go to when you were growing up, or a home you've lived in where you shared a lot of happy memories. Maybe it's a location. Think of your anchor. Now consider how you may have fallen away from your anchor. Consider what seems to take you furthest away from it. Your anchor is like your source, your life source, reminding you of who you are. Because who you are is deep and eternal. You have qualities that you acquire, and that you drop certain qualities and acquire other ones. But at your core, you are unchanging. and your anchor reminds you of this. Consider what brings you closest to your anchor. See if you can sense a pattern. What draws you closer to your anchor? What takes you away from it? Just notice this week how you live your life, how you go through your days, and notice what's taking you away from your anchor, your inner sense of who you are, you at your core, and what draws you nearer to this source. Just notice patterns, don't judge, just take it in as information. And consider ways you can become closer, connected with your source. Meditation is one of the most powerful ways to do that. Right now, that's what you're doing. You'll notice for yourself other patterns that you can let go of and that you can adapt into your life to keep you connected to your source and your anchor. Continue meditating, just observing different emotions. If your mind's beginning to wander, bring it back to your breath. Meditate just to the point where you feel like you could go a little bit longer, always ending it on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.